It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news for 2023, which is fast disappearing. Of course, every morning available to you on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts from. We've already landed on a Friday morning. The weekend is beckoning, and December the 8th. Well, if you're having your breakfast, relaxing, thinking about the start to your day, spare a thought, though, about families who aren't as lucky right now. The ABC ran a story yesterday about a Queensland woman and her four children unable to secure a rental home, residing in a cramped Brisbane hotel room due to unaffordable rentals. A charity provides support, yet the space does force two of her children into a garage. Very, very distressing situation at this time of the year, which is reflecting the current housing crisis trend in Queensland, with over 100 families in motels in Brisbane alone. It is portraying the alarming rise in sudden homelessness among families. It's a very sad byproduct of the inflation costs that we have all experienced this year. So if there is somebody that you know who is struggling at this time of the year, now is the time to really step in and offer some help and some support to them if you are in a position to do so. Well, let's right now catch up and whiz over to WA. We are talking this morning to Stephen Cole from Ray White in Broome. And good morning to you, Stephen. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
Bit of a worrying situation that with what is happening in Queensland, but it's happening right around the country. You know, this whole struggle for people. Are you seeing that where you are?
Yeah, look, Craig, really difficult to hear that. Look, fortunately, we do have an extremely tight rental market, but we're not seeing to that extreme yet, fortunately. You know, similar to across Australia, we have a very, very tight rental market.
And what has been happening there in Broome? Because I was saying to you just off air, we haven't spoken real estate in Broome at all. So there you go. You're first up, first cab off the rank. How's your year gone? What are some of the standout talking points?
Look, I think in the past, no one's bothered to talk to quiet old Broome because, you know, we've probably been flying under the radar a bit, but we've had, you know, some significant changes in Broome over the last couple of years that is seeing our market really change. I think, you know, it always offered a beautiful tropical lifestyle, a slower pace, but now we're also seeing strong business opportunities, strong employment opportunities, and more so strong investment opportunities.
So just talk to the investment opportunity, because I think a little bit transient, is it?
Look, I think the population here, so the people that reside here, is transient. A lot of people will come up for government contracts or agricultural mining contracts, but there's always such a strong demand for rentals. So I think it's two different sides of it. So on a sales side, it can be quite transient, which means we do turn over very large numbers. But on a rental side, that transient population reflects on there's always such a strong demand for rentals because people are coming for a short-term contract, and a lot of those are working for corporates or for industries. So you're very, very strong rental demand.
All right, so that is Stephen. He's talking to us from WA in Broome. We will come back. Now, if you're a first home buyer, we will come back and we will talk in just a moment about median house prices there.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Well, I see that Frank Knight have released its global prime residential forecast for next year. It tells us that Sydney is forecast to have 5% growth in prime property prices over next year, the highest in Australia. Melbourne came in at number 8 with an expected rise of 3%. And both Sydney and Melbourne were in the list of 10 cities that had seen an improvement in the luxury January property price growth forecast for next year, and Perth and the Gold Coast are each forecast to have 4% growth next year, while Brisbane is forecast to have 3% growth, all in the prime property prices. Hey, if you're celebrating your birthday for today, December the 8th, many happy returns on this Friday morning. Kim Basinger, she's celebrating her 69th birthday, and it would have been David Carradine's birthday, Mr. Kung Fu, but he died back in 2009.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
Around the country, let's check it and find out what is happening at your place. In Sydney, should be a mainly fine day today, 30 degrees. Good morning if you are in Melbourne, expecting some showers and a possible thunderstorm with 34 degrees, so it's going to be hot. Brisbane expecting mainly fine weather with 31, and also a fine day in Perth today with 28.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And right now it's time for another 30-second property tip. We are going to Adrian Vassallo from Stone Real Estate in Newtown this morning. And good morning to you, Adrian. What have you got for us this morning?
Hey, Craig. Thanks for having me again. One tip that I would recommend is on an auction day from a buyer's perspective, just be emotionally present. It can be quite intimidating, particularly when you've got the auctioneer and dependent on how many people are present. Confidence is key, and just being aware of your surroundings. So tend to find a lot of bidders would be, you know, very quiet and monotone. Articulate it, have confidence, and just be aware of what you're saying also, because a lot of the times people get too immersed and wrapped up in the auction activity and they forget what they're doing. So it's very important to be present and just have confidence on the day.
And it is a Real Estate Friday with the weekend, as we mentioned just about here. We are talking with Stephen Cole there in Broome in WA. And Stephen, we've got to talk about the first home buyers, because Broome's median house price, just a tick over $492,000. That's a pretty attractive figure.
Look, I think it is. You know, same as every market, we have a real spread from obviously lower to much higher than that. But there's a number of houses in that sector, you know, that would really be suitable for a first home buyer, you know, in good locations.
How active is the market right now for first home buyers?
Probably, I think, you know, going back to that same, the investor, unfortunately, the first home buyer has a lot of competition at the moment, whether that is for, you know, families that are now, that were previously renting, that are now looking to purchase. A lot of investor activity coming into our market now with a 9 to 10% return on investment. So unfortunately, that first home buyer is seeing a lot of competition.
Now, the population of Broome, I see that it is, 70, this is interesting, 75,000 people during the dry season, but when you get into those winter days, it drops to 16,000 people. So that really does highlight the situation there of the transient nature.
Look, I think that's probably more reflective of the tourist industry we have. Obviously, a lot of people will know Broome for the white sandy beaches. So we come those to the cooler months, we have an influx of tourism here. And it's amazing to see. There's an incredible vibe in town. But you're right, we go from an average of, you know, 16 to probably more so 20,000 these days, right up to standard would be 70,000. The last couple of years, we've seen that inflate to 85,000.
Wow, yeah, so it's quite a lot. And what is happening in the prestige market? Properties sort of exceeding that $1 million offer range.
Look, we've probably seen that come off the boil a little bit, to be honest. Just after, you know, straight after COVID, there was a lot of buyers entering our market because they couldn't travel overseas, buying those premium properties as holiday homes. So we have seen that sort of slow down a little bit with all the interest more focused on family homes, investors in that first home buyer sector.
With the $1 million plus the prestige market, people looking for those blocks. So perhaps, you know, just sort of break that down a little bit. What are people getting if they're spending over $1 million?
Look, and I think this is when I say it's come off the boil, that they were really inflated during COVID. So they've probably come back, just had a correction to a realistic level. You know, that prestige market still probably sits between 1 to 1.6 million, but maybe previously it was at 1.8 or 1.9. For that, you know, it's proximity to the beach. You know, in Broome, that is our absolute most prestigious location, and you can purchase currently at 1.2 million. For that, you're going to get a really nice home. You're going to be able to walk directly down to the famous Cable Beach. You're surrounded by cafes, you know, a beautiful tropical gardens, a pool, all the things that people come to expect from owning a home in a, you know, a tropical location like this.
Yeah, and what do you think? You'd probably quadruple that, wouldn't you? You might pay 10 times more if you're in Sydney.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why we're seeing so much interest in our market. You know, that proximity to the beach and such an ideal location and the value for money you can get here. As I said, to say that our most prestigious properties and location sits at around 1.2 to 1.5 is incredible compared to everywhere else around Australia.
Now, I mentioned that first time that we've spoken to Broome. So here's your opportunity, Stephen, to sound a bit like a tourism advertisement for your area. Tell us a little bit about, I think, the oldest operating outdoor cinema. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, over 100 years old now. I think, look, there's a number of incredible tourism things here, from the Crocodile Park to the history here. But ultimately, it's probably the freedom that Broome offers, I think, that people really come here for. You can drive down the beach from Broome itself. You've got access to remote Kimberley. You know, you can drive down a beach and not see someone for hours. It really offers such a beautiful remoteness.
And how long have you been doing the real estate there in Broome?
I've actually only been in real estate up here for about 2.5 years. Unfortunately, I entered a very strong market 2.5 years ago, and I've loved every minute of it.
Wow. So what sort of background have you come from?
So I came back, I had a trades background in Perth. So I actually grew up in Perth originally. And like a lot of people, I came up here for a holiday a few times, and the last time I never left.
So you've really entered the real estate market at the peak of the market.
Absolutely. You look, and that's a double-edged sword. You do have to hit the ground running. I fortunately, you know, like, I don't go into anything without preparation. So I knew what I was getting into. I'd done a lot of research. Obviously, similar to your podcast, Craig, I'd listened to these for years in advance. So yeah, I was ready to hit the ground running, which was really needed at the time.
And 2024, of course, knocking on the back door. How's the start to the beginning of the year looking?
Look, I think we're just not going to see an end of this year or a start of next. It's the year has been so busy. Generally, January for us would probably be where it starts to taper off a little bit. But with so many buyers missing out on properties over the last couple of months, I think that's just going to transact right the way through.
Well, you have yourself a fantastic break when we get there, and a little bit of a knees up, because no doubt you've had a very busy 2023. Thanks for telling us a little bit of the breakdown for Broome, from the price there for first home buyers right up to that luxury prestige market, which is not expensive. And thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Absolute pleasure to chat, Craig. Thanks for having me.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Ashti, Sydney and Melbourne have come out in your report much friendlier for buyers entering the market, while Brisbane and the Gold Coast less favourable.
Yes, and I know that this can be very surprising to quite a lot of people, but what we're talking about here is that in Sydney and Melbourne, they are the capital cities that has been hit the most when it comes to higher cash rate. Overall, as an average, their property market is the one that has seen a declining trend. And because of that, we actually saw a lot more suburbs in Sydney and in Melbourne that has had a softening in price.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.